Hello, this is Grace, and thank you for listening to the telephone interview with Dr. Kellis on the topic of viruses, flus, and the immune system, and practical steps we can take to best support our overall immune health. Dr. Kellis is the co-founder of the world-renowned Center for Advanced Medicine in Encinitas, California, which is a clinic that embodies a multidisciplinary approach to medicine, where they have medical doctors, chiropractors, nutritionists, osteopaths, and dentists all practicing under one roof, keeping a healthy dialogue and treating the whole person. What they find is that nutrition is foundational to wellness and in returning to great health, whatever the present condition. I think you will find this telephone interview by Shane Cameron with Dr. Kellis very interesting, informative, and you might want to take some notes or even listen to this telephone interview a few times to really have all the information sink in. Well, here comes Shane with Dr. Kellis.
Interesting. I started listening to a talk radio station about halfway home. It's about a four-hour drive for me. And I listened to 2.5 hours, 5 30-minute infomercials that were on the radio starting at 10, and I didn't stop listening to nutritional infomercials until I just about got back to the Houston area or the Beaumont area where I live. And it was amazing to me. The very first show was about enzymes and how beneficial the enzymes are and things for your colon and things like that and probiotics. That's kind of what that infomercial was about. The second one was about B-complex vitamins, B6 and B12 and folic acid. It was a nutritional product about that. The third one was a juice product that really harped on a lot of minerals and some antioxidants. And the next one was a product about polyphenols, which I believe is a type of enzyme. You may want to help me understand that one a little bit. And then the last one was about greens and about green powders and things like that they've created that boast they're boasting about a 5,000 per serving ORAC score, which is probably very, very good compared to the other products that are of its nature. Now, here's what was amazing to me. You have created a blend that takes on all of the hot points that these infomercials were trying to point out. You've taken all of these things and you've put them into one product. You know, and every time I'm listening and they make a hot point or a point about something, I go, oh, well, that's an Essential 7. That's an Essential 7. Oh, we can say that about Essential 7. I mean, I was doing this for 2.5 solid hours at just one point or another, and there wasn't anything that they brought up in those infomercials that I couldn't already say, oh, we have that in Essential 7. And it was just amazing to me. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, my only thought is I didn't create Essential 7. What I did was I blended them together. God created them.
All right, well, God created them. I tell you, you put the blend together, took God's greatest hits and put them together. And I'm telling you, I was just listening intently during this 2.5 hour period, trying to find something that Essential 7 didn't already have in it. It almost became a game to me that I was listening to this, entertaining myself with these infomercials, and the doctors and the people that were on the infomercials, they're way excited about the product that they've got, and if they only knew and understood about Essential 7, I don't know that they could even sit still because they seem so excited about the products that they have, but all of the things that they were talking about are in Essential 7.
Well, and that's true. You know, my issue that I see, and the phenols actually operate as antioxidants, just so you know. Phenols are part of the group that can protect you as an antioxidant.
So, well, I mean, I don't think there's any product on the market today that outscores us in the antioxidant category at all.
Well, and you didn't even hit. We have the trace minerals and minerals with that. We have the fibers, which are the thing that protects you from cardiovascular disease and diabetes, two of the major top killers. And we have the lactobacillus, which you didn't mention. We have adaptogens. We have the adaptogen added to it. Which means it helps people adapt whichever way you're out. It helps normalize you. And then we have selenium broccoli to protect you from prostate cancer and ovarian cancer and breast cancer and those kind of cancers, as well as digestive cancer. So it's kind of like we have everything you just said and more.
And more. And I bet you they could have put another 5 more different infomercials up there after the 5 that I listened to, and they still wouldn't have been in throwing anything at us that we don't already have in Essential 7. And I'm guessing the reason for that is because when you take whole foods and you're dealing with whole foods, you're dealing with multiple compounds and things that exist in food that people just can't throw some isolates together and create that way.
Well, and that's the issue. The issue is you want a product that integrates, where each part of it works synergistically with the other parts. And that's what we did with the Essential 7. I got tired of, somebody call in and they say, I have vitiligo, and I'd say, well, all right, then take some of this B vitamin, some of these oils, and, some of this type of stuff. And somebody else would say, well, I have a digestive problem. I'm having a problem with bloating and gas, constipation, diarrhea, alternating, that type of thing. And I'd say, well, then I want you to take lactobacillus and the fiber and the minerals to balance all that out. And another person would say, well, I can't sleep. My mind's racing. I can't go to sleep. I get mid-afternoon fatigue, so I can't sleep at night, and I don't have energy during the daytime. And I say, well, then what you want to take is the risotrine, and I want you to take some Kona Gold, and I want you to take the NutriJuice, and I want you to take the pre-digested protein powder, and I want you to take the adaptogen. And in other words, each time somebody said something, it was like I wanted to give them this and give them that and give them this and give them that. And then I sat there and I thought about it and I said, you know what? People need, all of us need all of the 7 essential things. We all need enzymes. If you show me somebody who doesn't need enzymes, I'll show you somebody who's dead. And then we all need vitamins, because the vitamins become the metabolic enzymes that run our body. So we want to get the life solubles and the risotrione with all those vitamins and antioxidants to protect you. So we all need the antioxidants to protect us from, cancer and heart disease and those kind of things. We all need the fiber to keep the blood sugar balanced and keep the toxins out. We all need the vegetables, and most people don't get enough vegetables, and they don't get enough fiber, and those are the things that set you up for heart disease and cancer and those types of things. We all need lactobacillus, and our environment today with mercury fillings and antibiotics and things like that stop you from getting good antibiotics, or good lactobacillus, the bacteria and things. And so what we end up doing is we have a lot of people who get bloat and constipation, and things don't work right, or acid indigestion, all those types of things. So you want to stabilize the whole digestive tract. You want to, if you do that properly, you take the pain out of the body because you balance out the pH. Everybody's running around talking about balancing pH, folks. The way you balance pH so you don't go too acidic is you take extra Kona Gold. You take the straight E7, but if you find yourself going real acidic, as some people talk about, all you need is Kona Gold. It automatically buffers and balances out the acids in your urinary tract.
So, well, Dr. Kellis, a lot of us that work full time and sharing this product out there and are doing having a great time and having a lot of success doing that. A lot of the market, a lot of the people who have young children from 5, 10, what do we recommend that they do to, because a lot of these people that are eating at public school systems, their diets at these schools are often not very good. What do we recommend for someone to do for, say, a 10, 11-year-old child?
Well, first thing you do is you go with any of the E7 is the first thing I would do. And the other thing that helps a lot with kids, they love the kiwi strawberry LO7000. That seems to work really well on kids.
Yeah, yeah.
And if I was to say the two things that I would say, it'd be right there. Now, if there's any digestive problems, of course, you add in the Clenzyme. Mm-hmm. But those two things pretty much are it. because the Allo-7000 will keep them from having sweet cravings and all that, because it's going to kill the bugs that cause them to crave sweets. And the E7 will feed the cells so you don't crave the sweets. So then you can start doing the things that you want to do.
So, well, Dr. Kellis, a lot of people are joining us tonight wanting to and expecting for us to talk about the immune system. What is a strong immune system? What is it supposed to do? And the second part of that question is, you know, are there things that we should be not doing or protecting ourselves? I mean, tell us about the immune system and what we need to be doing there.
Well, your first line of defense on the immune system are the bacteria and enzymes. The enzymes that break down the pathogens and the bacteria that put off lactobacillus, acidophilus, and bifidus and protect you. Then you go to what's called the mucosal lining, where you get defense, what we call your IgA. And you want to make sure that you have the antigen-antibody relationship. And what do I mean by that? That means if I recognize, they use this on vaccines. For example, if I vaccinate you with diphtheria, they give you a dead version of that, which tells your body next time it sees diphtheria to attack it. Well, what happens when your body attacks these things is it keeps attacking these things. But if you can't get it out of your system, you'll keep the engine revved fighting this thing. And so that's where the cleanse comes in, very helpful. It cleans out the mucosal lining, gets rid of the pathogens, restabilizes, and gives your body a chance to rest, rebuild, and restore rather than fight or flight. You also have these things called macrophages. Now, macrophages are very interesting in that they call them the big gulp, but essentially what they do is they come in and they eat away whatever shouldn't be in there, whatever pathogen is going on. Macrophages get stimulated and supported by having the right kind of nutrients. In fact, if you have high sugar for 48 hours after you have high sugar or alcohol, your macrophages look like they're on a binge. They don't work well. So the immune system does not function properly for the next 48 hours. So it's important to balance blood sugars and stabilize that so that the macrophages work properly. The other thing is minerals are required. Zinc, copper. Copper lysinate is what protects you against viruses. That's why your mucus turns from yellow to green. And so it's important to have copper. Zinc is important to make both enzymes and support immune function. And things like selenium are important to detoxify the body and things like that. Things like cesium are important to protect you against cancer. It increases a thing called your NK3 cells, your natural killer cells. And all those things are increased by taking Essential 7 in that you have both the B vitamins, the minerals, and the amino acids to make the metabolic enzymes to actually make all those things function. The other thing that helps an awful lot is the Allo-7000, because that can give you that can not only clean up your mucosal lining and balance out your pH in your digestive tract, but Allo-7000 actually can got mucopolysaccharides, and it's got a thing called glyconutrients. Now, glyconutrients are nutrients that control how your cells communicate with each other. We have a thing called cytokines and lymphokines that allow the cells to talk to each other. It's the glyconutrients in both Allo-7000 and in the rhizotriene that both support communications to keep our cells working properly. So all that is very helpful. The other thing that can help is everlasting support. So getting rid of the bugs on the digestive tract, cleaning out the allergens, stabilizing the mucosal lining, and then supporting the immune function by taking the E7 is extremely helpful.
Well, what is the number one cause, you think, for or that causes a low-functioning or a poor-performing immune system?
Well, I find a lot of people are trying to raise the immune system when, in fact, what they have to do is stop lowering the immune system by having heavy metals and chemicals, whiplash, auto accidents. I think a lot of unresolved whiplashes can affect how the body works. I think parasites can keep the body suppressed, fungus, bacteria, things like that. Once they get the upper hand, they don't let you get it back again until you go in and do intervention. That's why we do cleanses and then follow it with Clenzyme, which Clenzyme is antimicrobial. It's both anti the pathogenic bacteria and yeast. So it's made to keep both those out, stabilize the gut so that you don't have any problems with that.
Well, this bird flu epidemic that people say that might be coming one day, I mean, is there any special things we need to be doing for that? And what are your thoughts on the bird flu?
Well, here's the key. The normal way that you pick up the flu is through the sinuses, through dry sinuses. That's why when in the wintertime when you put on the heater and it dries out your sinuses, you're subject to having viruses get on your mucous membrane in your sinus and then go straight into your body and you get sick easier. Whereas if you have more moisture in your nose, like it's more moist type, then the moisture catches the virus and allows the body to keep it out.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple things you want to do. You actually can do an owl and salt water. Little sinus thing where you can actually put your hand or your head in and breathe it up your nose and open your eyes and clear that out. We do some of that at the clinic. The other things you can do is some hydrogen peroxide in water with salt. That can help. For some people, iodine can be very helpful if it's parasites. That keeps your sinuses and you just breathe it in and blow it out your nose. You breathe it in your nose and blow it out your nose. That type of thing keeps that clear. Other things that are extremely beneficial are like everlasting support. Keeps the inflammation down so you don't have the pain level so you get good circulation. And then the Aloe 7000 constantly is an antimicrobial. It'll kill botulism, it'll kill anthrax, it'll kill any of that stuff if you get it on contact. So you always want to make sure that that you have the Aloe 7000 along with the E7. And the other things that can be helpful are pretty much just making sure that you're not breathing it. So if you really are concerned, put a painter's mask on if you got to go somewhere where you're there. Now, I throw that at you only as if there's really an active form and everybody's worried about it everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's wrong with wearing a painter's mask. I'd rather wear that for a couple months and be here than not.
So, you know, I can't tell you how many customers I've had over the years, Dr. Kelsey, that are taking Rizotrine, Kona Gold, and the other products, or they're now taking Essential 7 since it's all been blended together, that say, I used to get sick every single year, and now I haven't been sick in the last 2 years since I've been taking these products. Now, we're not saying or claiming that Essential 7 and these products are going to definitely keep you from getting sick. I mean, you catch the germ, you catch the germ. But, I mean, it seems to really, really help. These people really believe that they're not getting colds or, you know, flus that they used to get.
Well, they are, because their body is saying, see, here's the thing about disease. If you look sick, the bugs will come to get you. If you look healthy, the bugs will come to get you. So the key is to make sure you are not a good host for bugs. You want to make sure you're strong and healthy, and that's essentially what happens when you take the Essential 7 and you get your body fed. So if every part of your immune system is functioning properly, you have the vitamin A, you have all the important things that keep your cells
coenzyme Q10, the alpha lipoic acid, the things that increase gamma globin with the predigested whey protein. I can go on and on and on and say every system is loaded up full blast, and that's why when people are on this, they tend not to get sick.
Because, you know, they're getting the germ. I mean, if you're out there in America, you're in the workplace, you're shaking people's hands, and you're, you know, you're out there in the world, you're catching these germs. Why not be prepared for them?
Well, to me, that's the whole reason. The reason we take this is to stay healthy and keep it to where we're not a target for all this.
Dr. Kellis, any finishing thoughts on the immune system and what things that we might want to be doing?
Page 98 of my Thriving in a Toxic World, we actually have pictures of the whole Army, Navy, everything all laid out. So you can actually see what parts of the body are supported properly, and then what they do, and how it all works. So from my standpoint, I would say you want to support each of the parts. The biggest thing you can do for your body is get the toxic load off and get the nutrients in. And if you do that, your immune system will work fine most of the time, unless you have an autoimmune disease, which means you're attacking your body. If you have that, then you go and take the everlasting support and calm that thing down.
Where should people get these books? I have my copy. I bought copies years ago. But is there one we can send them to get the books, your two books that I think the world of?
Yeah, you can give a call to a toll-free number, 888-244-4420. 888-244-4420.
And also having a system, a body that seems uninhabitable by viruses and bugs and parasites, and also not to overload the system. The immune system has two factors to it. There are things we can do to support the immune system through a healthy diet. But he also mentioned that we need to look at some other factors as far as not overloading the body and by hurting the immune system with heavy metal toxicity, other toxic chemicals that might be in our environment. Not to have, if we're breathing in, if we're working in a manufacturing plant or even having heavy perfumes with the laundry soap or laundry detergents that we have, if we surround ourselves with toxic elements, then that will also decrease our immune system and decrease that the ability to ward off other illnesses. So there's a lot of personal responsibility that we have on many angles and many sides. One is to keep our exposure to toxins and heavy metals low, and at the same time, to increase the availability of good nutrition, antioxidants, minerals, whole foods that are going to be immediately recognizable by our bodies, assimilable, so that we actually feed our body on a very deep level. And at the same time, to make us uninhabitable, we want to make sure that we are not a very good host to parasites and viruses. The autoimmune disease of many people in the United States do and are on the way.